What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the Finding Hope podcast. I'm your host, Caleb Bundy. And today I have a guest on that I am so excited and just beaming about. When I met her, I knew like that second we are going to be friends. And I had no idea it would transform into this and her coming on the show. But she's an incredible woman. She's a business coach. She works with women empowerment. I respect so much about her, and just we've gotten to bond over the business side and the faith side and her story. I haven't even heard all of it yet, so this is new for me too. But Mary Bell, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. So like she said, I'm a personal branding expert. I help female to build personal brands online. I have built a couple of brands by myself, a very big woman empowerment brand that maybe some of you know,
and
maybe some of you know are like following it too, Confidently Woman. And yeah, I have a huge business journey behind me, but that's not the topic that we're
going
to focus on.
Today's not the topic, which is so funny because her business mind, oh my gosh, I wish I had it. She is a phenomenal businesswoman. But what I'm so excited about is today we're actually going to hear her testimony.
Yes.
And I've never had someone on this podcast that shared their testimony. It's always different sort of conversations. Wow. So I'm actually so excited because I think there's so much wisdom you have. There's so much advice you could give. But hearing people's stories, I think, can be some of the most impactful, transformative ways to learn.
100%. And also for the ones that are here because of the business advices, like if you're currently a business owner, even the testimony will inspire your business situation. Because as we all know, God is inside of every single area of our life. Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's the business, maybe it's your health journey. So, and it was also for me. So all credits to God, like everything that I have built, I've built with His help. And yeah, it wasn't always like this.
I know. Okay, so we've been hanging out and she has not given me an ounce of what her testimony is because she's been saving it for this.
Yes.
But where were you at before you had like a come to Jesus moment or like, okay, this is truth and I can identify that?
Yes. Okay, I want to start in the beginning of the journey before I come to the part where like, okay, now I see Him as my Lord and now I see, okay, this is the only truth. So I grew up very religious, like my roots are from the Dominican Republic, and maybe some of you know people from the Dominican Republic, or maybe you're even from there too. Yeah. So you know that this is like a country, like the people there are very like faith driven. So, and the way how I grew up was not the type of faith-driven that I would wanted to grow up. Like, okay, hey, look, there's Jesus, and it's literally completely free of choice if you want to believe in Him or not. Like, He's waiting for you. It was more like, no, you have to. Like, you have to believe in God. You have to go to church. You have to. So I'm a person that I was always, like, very rebellious. Like, I always wanted to do my own thing. I always had my own mind. And I did not like it when people told me that I should do something. And I believe that the connection between me and God started like pretty difficult because I saw God always as something that I need to believe and I need to spend time with Him. Like as something that I'm forced to do.
Yeah.
So, but I knew always, okay, there's something. There is something, there is a God, like why do so many people believe in Him? So, and I never dig deeper into that because to be honest, I was scared. I was scared to decide.
Yeah.
Because I believe that if you dig deeper into these topics and you truly start seeking the truth, you will get an answer. Like God will give you an answer.
I get that so much, and I feel like a lot of people can probably relate to that feeling, especially if you've grown up knowing parts of who Jesus is and learning about that and it being such a religious environment where it's so forced. I feel like it is, you do know the truth. Like, it is in you, But it's, you don't even want to accept that that's truth, because in the way it's been portrayed, it's not at all what you want your life to look like. And so I totally relate to that. And just even in other areas in your life, like, it's easy not to question or not to ask yourself why you're doing certain things and the reasoning behind it. Because when you start digging, you do find answers, and you have to be in a heart posture to receive that.
Yes.
And so I just, like, commend you for being, like, honest about, okay, this was, like, hard for me.
Yes. And what I realized at this moment was, okay, when I'm going to seek the truth and when he's going to answer me, or when I get all these answers, I need to take a decision. So whenever you know, okay, you have the answers, you need to take the decision to believe in that answer or to not believe in that answer. And this is why I always try to be very ignorant to this topic. Like, I always try to kind of avoid it. I never talked about religion. When people talked with me or asked me if I'm religious, I was like, yeah, I believe in God, but I'm not really so deep into it.
Yeah.
Like, I always try to avoid
it. Like, breeze over and move on.
Yes, exactly. And there was a situation then in my life. So, where I, like, this was a time when I wasn't running my personal brand. Like, I wasn't famous at all. Like, no one knew me. Like, I literally was...
You're just little old Mary Belle, like, living in her world.
I was just a little Mary Belle, like, posting, like, about my day-to-day life, you know, as a girl living in Germany back then. And then I received a message from a girl, and this girl literally wrote down, like, hey, I know what you're going through. God told me about it, and he said you should stay strong, and the dreams that you have on your mind regarding the business, like, he will be with you, and he will build that up with you.
I just got chills.
Yeah,
oh my,
me too.
God.
I was like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I was like, okay, who's that person, first of all? And why does she kind of know what I'm, like, going through and that I want to build my business and everything? So, and I started talking to her, and I kind of became friends with her, and she
was
living...
Wait, real quick. Did you know her before, or was she just kind of random?
Instagram. Like, she was, like... We had mutual friends on Instagram, but she was living in a different city. Like, she was living, like, 1.5-2 hours from where I was living at that time. So it wasn't like this that she knew me or so. Like, she literally, she just told me, like, hey, I saw you on Instagram, and God told me that message. Like, literally... And the fun fact is, little, I think plot twist, is that how you call it? Like, little sneak peek. She is my current mindset coach now.
Oh my gosh, that's so
like,
cool.
Like, literally, God sent me his little angel to save me. So, and this girl was like, you know, she was very close to God. Like, she had a really deep connection with God. She was hearing God's voice very clearly. Mm-hmm. And she had one gift that God gave her, and she has the gift that she can interpret dreams.
Yeah.
So as we know, like, from the Bible, like, there were specific people that God gave them the gift to be able to interpret dreams for the kings and all these other people.
Yeah.
So, and she could do that, and I knew about it, but I wasn't really knowing, okay, what exactly she's doing with the people.
Yeah.
So, and at the time when she sent me that message, so when I got to know her, I had a lot of problems. So, yeah. And the problems were related to my sleep. So I...
Oh, that's so... I feel like, wow, I'm just... I feel like I'm literally hearing the Bible in real time. Because I feel like that's so much of what the kings would suffer with was being tormented because they couldn't sleep. And when they did, their dreams were so vivid.
Girl, I will tell you something. Oof. So first of all, like, whatever I'm going to tell you guys... Take whatever feels right for you.
Yeah.
So may the Lord guide you and see whatever is for you and what's not for you. So this is just my honest and personal experience, what happened to me. So I was dreaming very vivid, like
vivid,
you said.
Yeah.
But in a negative way. Like, I had a lot of, like, nightmares. And I was literally feeling that something was trying to talk to me. And I don't talk about God or Jesus. I was feeling that spirits were trying to talk to me. To give you guys a few examples so that you understand what I mean. And maybe some of you are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
I was having like these dreams when people were trying to talk to me, and I was feeling that, I know this sounds now weird and that's now very deep, that I was going into different spiritual levels.
Yeah.
So, and that I wasn't really anymore there where I was. I don't know if this makes sense for you.
No, this makes so much sense.
And sometimes I woke up in the dream and I wasn't really conscious. Like Mary Bell wasn't there. It was more that my soul was working inside of my body. And I was literally waking up and knowing, okay, someone is coming now. And I was preparing stuff.
Wow. Okay, well, real quick to because if this sounds like, okay, this is so wild, like, I don't know, this sounds like whatever. There's a verse and it talks about how the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. And then it goes on to say, dividing soul and spirit. And it's interesting that it doesn't say it's dividing soul and flesh, because we all have souls, we all have flesh, obviously, but it's interesting that the word of God can cut through soul and spirit. And I think the reason spirit is in that verse is for those scenarios where it is like there is a spiritual warfare going on. And it's so real that these spirits want to attach themselves to your soul.
Yeah.
And so feeling like, I'm not even like, I don't feel like Mary Bell. Like, this is like someone else's
yes,
in my head.
Exactly.
Like, so crazy.
So, and I was like waking up and I was knowing, okay, someone is coming. I need to prepare. Like, someone is going to sleep with me on that. Like, literally, guys, it's going to get way crazier than that. Like, literally, disclaimer. So I was preparing my bed because someone is coming and everything, and I was putting my clothes on, and then I was waking up, like, becoming, like, my conscious self and realizing, okay, what I'm doing here. A lot of people will now say, okay, she's literally just, how do you call it when you wake up in the
like
night?
Like, sleepwalking or something.
Yeah, sleepwalking or something, but no, trust
me. No.
We're getting there. So when these things happened, also something happened is that these type of spirits tried to talk to me.
Wow.
So, for example, back then when I was together with my ex-boyfriend, we were sleeping, I was waking up in the night and I was like, are you not seeing the girl that is trying to talk to us right now?
Whoa.
Like, I was literally like the whole time, like being talked to the whole time, like having
like
these spirits around me, and I couldn't really sleep. And every single night, I felt really exhausted and the next day, like I wasn't really feeling rested at all.
Yeah.
And you need to imagine also like from the physical aspect, like when you're going through a lot of nightmares, it's like a stress for your body. Like you feel exhausted.
It's so stressful.
Like you are wasting energy while you're actually sleeping.
Yeah.
So, and then when I met this girl, I met her in person.
Wow.
And I remember how she came all the way from the city where she was living in Germany to my city just to meet me for 20 minutes with the train. And I was
God.
Already wondering, okay, why is she doing that? Like,
yeah.
What is like the reason behind it? And then she started talking with me for the first time about that topic. And she said, yeah, we should get deeper into that next time. And then I was visiting her. And then she explained it to me. And she said, like, yeah, I interpret
dreams. Yeah, interpret dreams.
You guys get me?
We get it.
But I also, I help people to get rid of demonic, like, I help them to get rid of demonic spirits, because the first way how demonic spirits will probably be visible in your life is through your sleep. Because also when you think about it, like, this is the best way to attack you, because this is the first way how God will most probably talk to you.
Yeah.
If you think about all the stories in the Bible,
it was all through dreams.
Yeah, there were not so many people that could hear God or something. It was always through the dream. So the dream, the time where you dream, is actually the time where God has the opportunity to talk to you, to show you his vision and everything, and to give you advices what you should do next or what you shouldn't do. So, and especially if you're a person that is very sensitive to things like that, then of course they will directly like grab on you. So, and then she explained me that, and I was like, I had the feeling, okay, I should open up, because she did not know until this point. And then I told her, like, hey, look, I'm suffering from this, I'm having this and this and this and this problem. And then she was like, wow, okay. So what is happening is probably that some spirit just got like attached to you.
Yeah.
And you need to break these contracts that you probably created conscious or unconscious. We all are constantly getting conscious or unconscious in contracts with spirits. And this can be like the most simple things that I will also talk to later. But literally just a very simple thing. You guys probably know these people that are going to these tarot readers.
Yes.
You know, you are literally like, where do these tarot readers get their information from? They're getting their information from spirits.
Yeah.
They're talking to dead people, actually.
Yeah.
So, and if you actually go to this person, you're literally going into agreement with that, okay, I'm welcoming the spirits.
Absolutely.
So, and you, God, of course, God will always protect you, but you should not compete with God.
Exactly. And there's, so it talks a lot about the danger of divination in the Bible. And divination is essentially, I'm like rusty on the full-on definition, but it's basically where you are looking elsewhere for direction in your life, and you're looking for another power for direction in your life. And the Bible warns heavily against every form of divination. And I talked on this a while ago, but like astrology is divination, and tarot card reading, and crystals, and certain like jewelry, all of that. And one of my friends, she was super into New Age stuff before she came to know God. And her story is crazy, but something she told me and that I was not aware of is that, like, in the agreement part, like, all of those little things, she used the word of like they're portals for them to enter into your life. And like, if that's a crystal, if that's a rock, if that's the tarot card reading, if that's the like going and getting your palms read, like you're willingly stepping in, like you said, consciously or unconsciously, it could be so innocent. But I think it's so important to be equipped and to at least know what we're stepping into.
100%. So you need to have the awareness for it. And I did not have the awareness for it. So I wasn't doing tarot cards or something like this. But I was like, I was literally just living my day-to-day life as a normal girl.
Yeah.
And like the normal girl in Germany at this time, like, you know, you were doing some stuff where, you know, okay, you could actually get into agreements with spirits or evils like that. So, and what ended up happening is that I told her about it and she explained it to me on a deeper level and how I could get rid of it. And she said, hey, we can start with prayers. So this is like the first thing. And I was always like very like, you know, like I knew, okay, there was a God, and sometimes I was going to church with my mom, but I was never like really accepting like Jesus as my God and really that religion for me. And then she said, like, the first thing that we need to do is you need to give your life to Jesus.
Wow.
So, and then we did the prayer that you do, like, hey, like, I see you as my only God and everything like that. And then we did the next prayer. And I really felt like while I was doing the prayer, like, the prayers were so long. Like, there are specific set prayers that you can do for that. Like, it wasn't something that we just came out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, there were specific set prayers that you say also to specific spirits.
Yes.
So you need to name them by their name. So, and I could literally feel through every single prayer how hard it was to me to speak out these words. So, and I was constantly like, even like, I don't know how to explain that, so weird. You know when you have like kind of hiccups?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it was
so
like,
if you have like spirits inside of you and you are working against these spirits, like you will see, like either you will throw up or you will get like hiccups or so, like your body will react to it. And I was really feeling, okay, there was something. And then she said, hey, you will definitely feel better now. But that's a journey that we need to go through, because these spirits will not let go from you, especially as deep as they are right now inside of your soul, you know? So, and what ended up happening then is that I kept the contact with her, and we got in touch, and we stayed a lot like in prayers. It was literally like a season of months, like us like praying and me like learning more about God and everything. And I remember there was this one situation, and this was the first situation where I knew the devil is real, but also where I knew God is real. Because for me, it was like, I couldn't really believe.
I was actually going to ask, like, when she said, like, the first step is you have to give your life to Jesus. Like, yes, you said those prayers, but do you feel like in that you actually had accepted that in your heart or mind? Or was it like, okay, I'm just going to say these things and, like, hope that something happens?
Yes, and I think that's when the real change kind of started.
Yeah.
When I really was feeling it with all my heart and was believing it.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is with everything that you do, whatever you're praying for, I believe that a prayer just going to be answered if you truly believe in. Also, yeah. When you think about Jesus, like every time he was healing people, he knew, like, okay, I love the way you believe. Like,
yes.
You believe in God is so beautiful, and that's why you're being healed.
Yeah, yes. Because of your faith.
I believe so.
Well, and I think, well, there's so much. I'm going to dive in for 2 seconds because before we move on, there's so much that I want to just highlight. One is the power of being obedient, because this woman that randomly saw her and actually reached out and said something, I feel like somebody said this once and it really stuck with me, is God is speaking all the time. It's just, are we listening? And like, he wants to use us all of the time. And just the power of actually being obedient when God prompts you with things. And it might feel insane and you might seem like, I'm a psychopath. Like, I'm sure the reality is like, wow, that was so cool. I can't believe this girl said that. That's exactly what you needed to hear. But on the other end, there is that fear you have to overcome of, God, is this like, do you actually want me to say this? I've never met this girl. I don't know who she is. She randomly popped up. These are heavy things you want me to say to her. Is like, should I? Is that right? And so just the power of actually not, I feel like a lot of us question when God prompts us or places things on our heart. And even if we're wrong, even if it's not what that person needed to hear, sometimes like just really seeking the Lord in that obedience and having a heart posture to do things that feel uncomfortable. I feel like that's just like such a lesson. And then also something I'm like, I'm loving hearing this, because I think so many people, when they hear about Jesus, when they hear about God, like it's either a full, like, I'm all in, I've given my life, everything's changed, or it's like, I kind of know, I don't think it's for me. And so I want to like honor and commend you. I love how so far your testimony has been. It's, you were saying the things and praying and doing the things before you ever really believed it for yourself.
Yes.
And you were just open to being like, okay, it's a process. And sometimes it's not, but a lot of times it is. A lot of times it's a process of like, in through it, I'm sure you are actually getting to know who it was you're even praying to.
Yes.
Getting to know who Jesus is. Getting to know like what a God should be. And then already being in communication, even if it felt like, I don't know if there's really anything working. Like, I love that you were still just, you were doing the things. And like, that is so honoring, and God honors just your heart to even want to learn. Even if you don't understand, even if it doesn't all click, even if you don't have that feeling. So I feel like so much of what is in the church today is all based on feelings. And like, how do you feel? I had this moment with God, it changed everything. And that can be beautiful, but it can also be like, no, it wasn't really a feeling. I just had to sort of tell myself, okay, this is gonna work, and I'm going to try it, and when I try it, I'm just gonna be all in.
Yes. Yeah, so this was the situation with me, so I literally just jumped into it, and I was like, okay, hey, I just wanted to be healed. Like, I was so desperate to be healed, and I feel like that God let that happen, because he knows me, he knows who I am, and he knows that I needed that to move. So, and he let me go through all these things also to realize that it's really real. Of course, I had these dreams and I was seeing all these things, but somehow I still thought like, oh, maybe it's just my mind, like, you know, going crazy and everything like this. But then I had this one situation and there I realized, okay, it's so real. It's like, I'm done.
I'm done pretending like this doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's so, yes.
She was at my place, like my friend that I made, aka my mindset coach. and we were doing a sleepover. And before that sleepover, she we were doing that sleepover on purpose because she wanted to see, okay, if there's something connected to my place. Because maybe there's like a specific thing, like a specific how do I call it? Like, let's say maybe a piece of jewelry or
rock or a crystal or a stone that you didn't know was there.
Yes,
and it's like,
yes, because sometimes things like that are coming through these things.
Like a portal,
kind of what I said earlier.
Yeah.
And she wanted to sleep at least one night at my place. And before that night, when she came to me, I had some really like heavy nights, even though we did these prayers. She told me that when you're going to step that journey with God, like, they will fight.
They will.
And you will notice it. They will not let you go like this. And you will see that it's actually working what you're doing because they're fighting with such a high power. And what ended up happening is that when she came that evening, I think we were, like, in the kitchen. We were talking about things and everything. And then she were saying, we were, like, talking. And then I was, like, grabbing my bag. And then I was like, oh, what is there? So, and then she was like, I was putting my shirt off, and then she was seeing like a huge, scratch.
Yeah.
That's how you call it, like a huge scratch. It was literally in the middle of my back like this, like a huge scratch. Oh, it wasn't like this, like you would scratch yourself or someone else.
Yeah.
It was literally like this. Like, there was no possibility for myself to scratch myself like this.
That.
And I just realized it because, you know, when you have, like, a scratch and one day later there's this little skin, this hard skin.
Yeah,
that
like
is coming.
Scabbing
the scabbing skin. And then I knew, like, she was like, these are the spirits. They're fighting with you. This probably happened, like, the night before or something like that. Like, you can see they're making their way into your physical world. So you can see they are there. And this, like, literally I panicked because I was like, what? And
oh,
she's like,
so
do
scared.
Not panic
yeah.
because literally this is something that happened to me too. And then she showed me pictures and she was like, I will just show you these pictures if you not will not be scared. Like her own experience with it, like her wall back was bloody. Like it was all bloody, like from the spiritual attacks. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. So, and then, like, we were, like, in prayer, we were talking and everything like that. And she said, like, look, I'm going to show you something. And I was like, okay. And then she said, like, look, actually the spirits are listening to us the whole time. Also, when we're doing these prayers, yeah. they're actually listening. And whenever they know what your next step is or what you're telling God, they will attack you because they know the plan that you have. So, and one way how you can literally hide your prayers and talk to God is when you talk in the spirit. So, and I did not know about that, like, you know, like praying in tongues and everything like that. And I was like, what is he talking about? And she said, yeah, you can pray in the spirit. Like, we all have a language that God, like, literally is speaking to us. And everyone has their own little language. So it's literally your home language, kind of, you know? And it's not you that is talking. It's the Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy Ghost, exactly. And it talks about, like, the Holy Ghost groans. Or it talks something about, I'm trying to remember scripture. But it says how, like, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in our prayers with wordless groans. That's what it is. And how, like, yeah, we can't even, like, we won't even understand it sometimes. But the Holy Spirit is, like, he's making sounds and groans that we can't hear or understand that the Lord knows. Like, he's interpreting it on our behalf, which is so cool.
It's so crazy. And I did not know about that at all. So, and she said, look, whenever you're praying, pray in tongue, because then the spirits will not understand you. And you are literally building, like,
a barrier.
Yeah, like a barrier, like a protection for yourself. And God knows your heart.
Yeah.
So when you're praying in inside of the Holy Ghost, in the Ghost, like, he will literally just make his will be done. Like, everything that you anybody's want, like, it will happen. Like, it doesn't need to, that you need to add some words to it. And then I was like, okay, like, you want to try it out? And then I said, like, okay, but how do I do this? Like, and then she said, like, this is something that the Holy Ghost will do with you whenever you're ready. So it's not something that I need to teach you words or something. And she said, like, take my hand. And I'm like, I was so scared was like, oh,
what a night you've had. What a night you've had. You have this like scratch on your back. There's like all this like spiritual warfare you're dealing with. She's telling you to speak in this weird tongue and take my hand. I bet you were just like, I'm at this point, whatever. Like, I don't even know what my life is right now.
I was so scared because at this moment, I still believe not that she is doing witchcraft. And then I'm having trouble. So
I bet I would be like, oh my gosh, are you just a more powerful version of this? Like, what?
Oh, well, so look what happened. She literally took my hand. And then she started to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
And literally, I get goosebumps. Oh my God. I literally felt for the first time the presence of God so strong. Like, I directly talked. Like, literally, as my soul literally was waiting for to talk to God, like, I was directly talking in tongues and everything.
Wow.
It was such a beautiful experience, and I was like, wow. And it was literally going for 20 minutes. Like, we were sitting there and praying the whole time and everything. And this is when I knew, okay, hey, like,
okay,
it's real. Like,
it's so real.
And I felt like, I also talked about that with the friend before, I felt like I knew where I belong. I felt like I was talking to home. I felt like I felt like I was with my father together.
Oh my God.
And I felt like, wow, like I'm speaking to you.
Speaking to my dad, yeah.
Yes, and this was the language that I was speaking with him like the whole time. It was so beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
That's so beautiful. Yes. That is so powerful. I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just in awe. And it's so, I love how this woman really initiated prayer, because I feel like if you've grown up in the church, prayer can seem just so like, oh, it's, you know, it's normal, we should pray, all these things. We forget how powerful it is, but it is a direct contact, direct conversation with the God of the universe. And I think we just get so used to, oh, we should pray, we should this, and we forget that it is the most powerful thing. And I love that she just started with prayer with you.
Yes.
And then took you through this, because I think it's also too just how you said, like, yeah, the spirits can't understand that. And what somebody said recently that also like kind of stuck with me that I feel like goes along with this, so they're like, God knows your thoughts. The enemy doesn't. He does not know what's in your head. When you speak things out, they can hear, but they do not know your thoughts. And like when you pray inside of your head, when you're praying in a tongue, like you are so covered and protected. And to really utilize that, because that is just such, like God knew exactly what he was doing. He was like, no, you're so protected. Like you have this barrier around you. And that's just so, oh my gosh, it's so cool that that's what was like, whoa, okay,
yes.
I feel you, Lord. Like,
yes.
I know you are right here with me. And like, and that you said, it felt like I was with my father. Whole nother tangent, but I have like this whole little theory in my head, because it talks about how we were like orphans and we're adopted into God's kingdom and like his sons and daughters. And I'm like, God has known us since the moment we first were created inside the womb. Like, he knows us more intimately than any human spirit, anything possibly could. And so it's so cool, because I feel like when people do feel the presence of God, it's the most comforting thing. And you feel so known and so covered and so like, whoa, you actually are my family. Like, you are my father.
Yes, and it felt so good. Like, honestly, like, for me at this moment, I knew, okay, God is real, and whatever is going to attack me, I know I'm protected. And he has always control over everything. Especially now, looking back at the situation he puts me in, I needed to experience that to come this close to God, because I believe if other things would have happened, etc., I think I would have not moved so much into this direction where he is. So, and also it gave me so much clarity about like how we sometimes come into agreement with things, because after making that experience, things got better and everything, and especially after that, I started fasting a lot. Like, wow. I started, like, doing, like, I'm usually doing, like, every 3 months a fast for 21 days. So, and every time with a fast, like, I was feeling more and more the presence of God and feeling more and more at peace. So, and I felt like that he literally, he did not overwhelm me. And this is something I think, like, a lot of people are scared about when they're starting their journey with God, like, oh no, now I need to literally
give up.
I can party, I can this, I can do that. Like, no, like my friend told me back then, like, Jesus is now living with you. Like, he's literally sitting there and he's like chilling there and like, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to today? Like, do you need any help? Like, and you can talk to him and you can, of course, include him in some plans, but you also can decide to not include him in some plans for now. Like, he will not judge you. He will not tell you, oh, you're doing this and this wrong, and you should actually read your Bible, and you should do this, and this is something you're doing wrong too. No, he will sit there. He will be understanding. He will be loving. So, and this is how I saw then the relationship with God, and I stepped once, I did one step after the other step, then I started fasting and doing, like, all these different things. So, and one thing that happened then was that I literally started to speak more to him. Wow. Like, I started to open up more to him in a different way in terms of, like, hey, look, this is what I'm struggling with. And then I saw the things literally happening in my life.
Yeah.
And I gained a trust. So it was always like, hey, I said something in prayer, something literally manifested into my dream life. And then he literally, like, showed me him with that. So, and one thing that I want to say before I end this topic with the spirits and everything that is very important for me, and I feel like I should say it.
Yeah.
So, for example, a lot of you guys are not aware of how you do these contracts, like conscious and unconscious. For example, one thing that I did, especially at this time where I was having these challenges with the spirits, is I tried a lot of different things, like, oh, let me do that meditation, like guided meditation, or, you know, like these sleeping meditations that you do, then you let your phone, like, on the side, and then there's, like, a voice from a random person
that's talking over you.
Talking over you, and literally not saying, like, bad stuff, like, literally saying, like, hey, you're enough, you're strong, you're this and that and this, but it's kind of like a type of meditation hypnosis type of thing. And one thing that happens also with meditation, for example, I don't meditate. Because the thing is, when you meditate, is you open your soul. The reason why you meditate is because you actually want to come into another level of consciousness. That's why you meditate. You want to, like, you know, actually, you're literally just searching for God. Like, let's be honest. You're literally just searching for God in the wrong place. And the thing is with the meditation is that you are literally opening your soul without any protection. So you are letting literally everything flow. Like, your soul is literally out having a good time and you're feeling, oh, I'm so conscious, I'm getting all these ideas and all these things are coming to me, but also some things are coming to you. And they will probably not manifest directly the same way like me, that you have, like, these physical attacks and everything, but they will manifest at some point. A lot of people are not conscious about how spirits are manipulating them. For example, are you dreaming? Are you, like, do you remember your dreams?
Well, okay, so it's actually, so this is very interesting that you're, like, even talking about the dream topic. So part of my story, which I don't think I've ever shared, and honestly, you're making me think about it so much more. And so, like, I need to do more of, like, a dive. But so when I was really young, I've always had horrible dreams, like, my entire life. Like, every single time I dream, it's, like, awful, like, so vivid, so dark, so demonic. And I didn't know necessarily, like, what to do as a child. And I was, like, my testimony is very different. And, like, I was very, like, I knew Jesus. I had a relationship with God since I was super young. Like, I was baptized as a baby. So, like, I had the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Like, God was dwelling in me. And I just, like, I would go through these horrible dreams. And it was a thing my entire life. And it instilled just so much fear, just so many things. I didn't understand it. Now I'm like, maybe it was dark. It was definitely demonic, and I just didn't realize it. And then it kind of like, they would go away for a period, but they were always there. And then it's so interesting, as you were talking, I was like, oh my gosh. So in my last relationship, it was so toxic, and you guys will hear all about that, because that's like a big part of what I'm working on right now, is helping women out of these really toxic relationships. But in my last relationship, it was so toxic. And he believed in God, but it was just not on the same level and not at all in the same ways. And I remember like a big thing I had to break through getting out of that relationship was how fearful I was. And that whole relationship, my dreams were awful. Like, it was so bad. I was I was terrified all the time. And I hated going to sleep because I had these horrible dreams. And something that I finally, like, it clicked for me, which I was like, again, Kayla, why didn't you think of this? And that's why I'm like, guys, prayer is so powerful. So interesting that woman told you to pray, because my mom, I would tell my mom I would have these horrible dreams. And I like didn't tell anyone else because I didn't even want to, like, they were so dark that I was like, I don't even want to tell you what it's about. Like, it's awful. And my mom knew that I would have these dreams. And one day she was just like, you should pray every night before you go to sleep and pray for protection.
Yeah.
And so I started every single night praying over myself, praying the Lord protect me, praying over my mind, my soul, my body, every ounce of me being completely covered and embraced by Him, and that He would actually be like not only protecting me, but filling me with His strength and His guidance and His wisdom and His like ability to fight. And that, like, nothing evil could touch me. And that's changed everything. Like,
yes.
Sometimes I forget, and sometimes, like, I'll have a bad dream here and there. Nowhere what they used to be. But, so my dreams, I actually don't really know what my dream, like, I don't like to dream. I'm like, what, just don't give me dreams? Just, like.
Yes.
But I want to also be in a place where I'm like, it's, like, I want to dream in a way where I'm able to hear you and not just, like, no dreams at all.
Yes, because the thing is that it's not normal that you don't dream. And yeah, I also thought it's normal because every one of my friends is not dreaming. It's because spirits are literally blocking the messages. And there's even, like, because I remember the prayers that I use for these dreams, like, to get the, you can get them back. Like, literally, there are prayers that you can say and you get the dream back during the day. God is giving you a dream back.
Yeah.
So, and in these prayers, there's some Bible verses. Like, I don't know him from my head, but I will show you later, where they actually say that it's written that they are not allowed to take you, rob your dreams. Like, these literally, they call them, like, spirits that rob your dream.
Interesting. Literally,
they have even names for it. So, and the reason why they rob your dreams is because they don't want that you get the message from God.
Yeah, because that's a lot of times how God speaks to us.
Yes, and one thing that I, for example, also do when I dream, like you said, like I always do a specific prayer where I say like, hey, I cover like this bed, this place with the blood of Jesus. Also, like every time I sleep somewhere, for example, every time when I was, for example, on a girl's trip or something, the first thing that I do when I go into the hotel room, I touch the bed and I do my prayer.
Oh, I so love that. I know, okay, yes, hey, yes.
Anything I'm covered. That is there, like, go away. No time for that. I'm like, no. And then the next morning, every single morning, I speak a prayer and I rebuke every single contract that did in my dreams, conscious or unconscious, because in your dreams, you can also do contracts. And one day you will get so trained, like I feel like I'm so trained now that I don't do certain things in my dream because I directly realize, okay, that's a demon, that's a demonic thing. Yeah. For example, a red flag is when you eat in your dreams, when you're having sex in your dreams. A lot of people are having like these typical, like, you know, wet dreams, and they're like, I had my dream was so good. Literally, you have a contract and a heavy contract.
That's so funny.
Like, okay, it's a heavy spirit.
I've had a couple dreams where, like, things get spicy. And in my dreams, I'm, like, so aware. Because you guys know, like, I'm saving myself until marriage. And, like, in my dreams, I will literally, like, I will still have that awareness where I'm, like, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. Make it stop. And it's so funny. And, like, that's so interesting that you're, like, that's like an attack or something. Because yes. It is like, it plants those seeds of lust. And like,
yes.
Anything that, like, sin leads to death. And like, lust kills purity. And it doesn't have to be as drastic as like, oh, I'm actually dead. But like, it's like, it's killing the faith and it's like replacing it with fear. It's planting things that are literally causing things to die in your life and in yourself. And like the joy you have, the hope you have, the foundation you have, the beliefs you have, like it really is something to be so aware of and on guard about.
For example, now I remember every single dream. Like every single dream I have, like I directly know. Of course, sometimes I have times where I forget them, but I say my prayer and I always get them back. And especially if I have time where I, for example, I had a period a few months ago where I was constantly forgetting the dreams and I directly went into a fast. So, and sometimes, unfortunately, some spirits, you can just get rid of them if you go into a fast. Sometimes it's not just a 3-day fast, sometimes just a 21-day fast. But trust me, this fast will change your life. So, and another thing that is also very important, because I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking, oh, that's nothing bad and I can't do that. Like I said, meditation, like it's a no-go. Like I said, what I, for example, do, I also meditate. But I meditate in the name of Jesus. I say my prayers. I literally pour out my heart and everything that is on my mind. Sometimes I even like do like a little tongue prayer after that. And then I just sit there literally for 20 minutes and I say, God, I'll listen to you. Please speak to me.
Yes, exactly.
And then I'm literally meditating, but I'm meditating with a protection.
With a protection, yeah.
And literally, it's not just a meditation, because something that you guys are doing, and that's why you're probably not getting the answers that you want, is that you're looking for God, like I said, on the wrong way. But what if you literally meditate and you let God speak to you? Because this is how you actually get answers. Because sometimes we get just job, okay, hey God, this, but we don't tell him, hey, please speak to me.
Yeah.
Please
and
tell
the Bible
me.
Says like, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And it's like, we are called, because same thing, I do meditate, but it's not the way the world meditates. It's that stillness and creating that heart posture where it's like, I'm still so I can know you're God. And it's, you have that intention, and it's also not like, even with the affirmation things, anything like that, anything I listen to, I make sure it's biblically based. Like, and there's a few women that have like podcasts where it's literally just like biblical affirmations. And I always, anything that is spoken over my life or in that place where I'm like, I'm being so present and open to receive, it has to be rooted in Jesus. If it's rooted in anything else, it's not anything that I want in my life. And I love that you're speaking on this, because I do think it sounds so dramatic, but I think that's where like the enemy always gets us, is in the smallest things where it's like,
just makes
oh,
sense.
Like, no, this actually is like, the world says this is the best thing you could do. Everyone has these amazing stories because they meditated, they manifested.
Yeah.
They spoke these affirmations over themselves and they get all these breakthroughs. And it's like, well, yes, but it's coming from a very dark source and it's not freely given. And even with your whole story, I do kind of want to circle back. And you briefly said this, but like, it's through the blood of Jesus. And I love that really, like, all you did was pray and seek the Lord. And I think also with a lot of the New Age stuff, it feels like, oh, I have to do this to get rid of them. I have to do this. Like, so much works. We are covered by God's blood. Like, his death on the cross, like, paid it all. And like, his blood is what covers us. Like, it's him that's doing the work. Like, he just gives us the heart to desire what that looks like, but it's not in our own strength. Like, it's always just the Lord. And like, don't feel like, oh, I have to do all these things. Or if you feel like you're in this place, like, how do I hear this? Literally just pray and seek the Lord. And like, his blood covers it all. Like, you are so protected and covered. There isn't, if you feel fearful, that's from the enemy. Like, fear, perfect love casts out fear. And Jesus paid the perfect death with perfect love. It casts out all fear. It casts out all of that.
Yes. So I believe a lot of us Christians are giving the devil too much credit. Like, for example, we see like all these things and all these people becoming successful and getting everything fast and easy, and we're like, okay, that's the way to go because it's fast and easy, but not realizing, okay, it belongs to the devil, you know, because we think, okay, yeah, but my prayers, they will not be answered, and I'm praying since months. Have you even asked yourself one time why your prayer is not being answered? Sometimes there's a waiting period.
Yeah.
Sometimes God wants you to wait and to be patient. You know what I mean? Or sometimes you're just too distracted to see his sign, because God's power is so much stronger than the power of the devil. And as soon as you come into, I would say, alignment with God, like the things that I told her,
yeah,
it's insane. Like,
it's insane.
He will literally, he will get you at a speed where you like, okay, I'm
unstoppable. It's like, literally. Okay, they, too much, God. You, like, I'm taking over the world.
No joke. I even was speaking about that like a few hours ago. Like, he gave me so many things at the same time. He was constantly speaking to me, like constantly, that I was literally going insane at some point, because I was like, okay, that's so much information, so much change, and so many things will happen, and I need to do this. And I just told him, like, I'm overwhelmed. And I silenced his voice, literally for 1 week, like, and I felt so bad.
You're like, I'm sorry.
And I was like, okay, God, I can't hear you anymore. And he was like, yeah, you ask for it. Like, literally, he will speak with you. He will show you. He will literally reveal himself to you if you ask for him and if you seek the truth. And if you are genuine interested in being on that side. And there's the other thing that I wanted to talk about to finalize the topic with the meditation, because that's very important for me. So back then also, like, I did like stuff like yoga, tried out things like that. And a lot of people are not aware of that, even like things like yoga, they seem like pretty like nothing to worry about or something. But they are things that are really like, you know, you are literally playing with the devil. So I don't know if you guys have done your researches, etc. Like, if you literally just go ahead and Google yoga, and guys, it was hard for me to give up all these things. Like, I had literally for weeks discussions with my mindset coach, like, why can't I meditate? Why can't I do yoga? She's like, Google it. It just makes sense. So literally, yoga is coming from Hinduism. You are literally worshiping other gods. And all the people that are heavy into yoga, like that are really deep into these yoga spaces, they will let you know it's not just a sport.
Yeah,
it's like it's spiritual. That's why so many people go even deeper into yoga, because they can see the results that they gain from it. And one thing that I want to make sure, because I believe some of us are sometimes playing on two different files, you know?
Two different fields.
Let's say there's a fence in the middle. So, and we're like, yeah, okay, we know that we can't do like all the Satanism things and everything like that. We should just be with God, but okay, let me do all these crystal things and bit of spirituality, and also take a bit of Hinduism, and let me take also a bit of there.
Make
and
my own blend.
You're literally playing on the fence, but you're not realizing the fence belongs to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every single place in the Bible, you will find it. Like me, I haven't read the whole Bible till now, but I can promise you that if you seek for it, you will find every single time, do not worship other gods.
Exactly. And it says so many times, if you are not for me, you're against me.
Yes.
And you don't have to strongly be against, but if you are not for, you are against, and you are in darkness. And I do think that's so, like, the Bible warns so much about being lukewarm, and how, like, I think he even says, like, it's better to be on the wrong side than be lukewarm.
Yes.
Because you can't mix the two. Like, it's this or it's that. And I think, like, I love how you said, like, look throughout the Bible. And something that I feel like I hear so many people say is, like, God doesn't answer my prayers. God doesn't listen to me. God doesn't speak to me. All these things. And I just want to encourage you. There's one way he has promised every single human he will speak to them. And it is his word.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you can't hear God, if you feel like God isn't answering your prayers, if you feel like I've tried, doesn't exist, I've opened my Bible, I don't hear anything, like, I just want to encourage you to be open to actually reading his word without already being disappointed.
Yes.
And he will speak. That is the one way he has promised to speak to every single person in his word. Even the demons know his word. And back with Jesus, when Jesus was doing the fast for 40 days, 40 nights, and the devil came to him when he was at his weakest and he was trying to tempt him, Jesus literally rebuked the devil, not by speaking to him and having a conversation, by his word. He quoted scripture. Every single attempt the devil had to attack him, Jesus replied with scripture. And so it is just so powerful. And I think it's so important to be like, okay, even in that heart posture and like that meditation of like, let me just open your word and like, God, what do you want to say to me in this? And reading something, even if it's, because I know it can be overwhelming, but even like just reading a verse or two and Googling like, what does this mean? Or I'm feeling this way, what does the Bible say? And then reading it and being like, okay, God, like, can you highlight something from this? Like, give me some little word or something that like appears throughout my week where I can like start to understand, and he will honor that. Like, he will honor it. But I think when we're searching for his voice and we're disappointed and we're like, God doesn't hear me, God doesn't answer me, and we're turning to all other forms of power, it's like, well, we haven't, like, of course you're not going to hear God. You're hearing everything else. Yeah. And so just to, like, be rooted in that, I think is so important.
I literally just got an idea, and I feel like it's literally him just giving you guys such a good example. Because it makes such sense. Like, forget the thing with the fence. I have even something better. Imagine you are, like, in an underground tunnel. Mm. And a tunnel is pitch black. Like, it's dark. And it has, like, let's say one side that is dark and the other side that is white, like it's like poor light, etc. So, and let's say you're one of the sides, like more close to the light, like you can see the light, but you like, it's a bit dark there, but it's not that pitch dark. And you're like, okay,
you see enough.
Yeah, you see enough and you still feel secure because there's still some light with you in the back, but you actually already like more in the darkness. And this is the same thing with you and God and all the other things that are going on right now outside. And you're like, oh, this sounds interesting. I should look into. And you're literally always stepping a step into the darkness every single time till you no longer can see the light. Mm. And I feel like that it's very difficult to hear God and to see his signs if it's dark. Like, if you can see, like, if it's dark, you can see something. Like, the light is maybe shining this small, like, super, super small there on the back, and you can really find the way because it's so small, you know what I mean? So, and the more you literally detach yourself and go that way to the darkness because you think, oh, that's the only way I can now go because all I see is darkness, you will never come back. So, and I believe there's just one way. There's literally just one way. So you can decide if you're playing for the devil, or you can decide if you're playing for the light.
Wow, that's such a good analogy. I love how you said, like, yeah, it's just, it, that light just gets a little smaller and a little smaller and a little smaller. And because it's not, usually it's not drastic. And I love, like, you don't accidentally have a relationship with God. And you don't accidentally have a relationship with the devil. Those things, it's the little things that we do every day, whether we know it or not, that it's like, okay, we're either going closer to the light or we're going closer to the darkness. And I think just being like, you actually have so much control over your life and the decisions that you make. And I think it's so important to take responsibility for a lot of the choices you make, because I think kind of what you said, like, there are some things where it's like, oh, like, I don't, when you're talking about the spirits and stuff and just like, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden, because I've done nothing wrong, now I have like this spiritual warfare going on, or now all these things are falling apart in my life. I'm getting this. When people are reading my tarot cards, like, I'm getting horrible stuff. I'm having bad dreams, all these things. It's not by accident. Yeah. Like, it's not just like, oh, okay, yeah, you're like being attacked. Like, no, it's, we are so equipped in the Lord. And when you are rooted in light, truly, like, nothing seems dark. Like, it, when there's darkness, it doesn't even come close to touching you. You're so far removed from it. And it's those daily things that you do of constantly going closer and closer and closer to the light. And when the Lord's completely covered you and made you as white as snow, he's clothed you in royalty, you are covered by his blood. Like, there is, and you are, and it talks about how, like, you have to die to yourself daily. Like, you're constantly like, Lord, it's you. Lord, it's you. Nothing, there's no power. Everything else is powerless. Everything else is truly powerless.
True.
But it's also on us, like, are we gonna do that every day? Are we gonna renew our minds every day? Are we gonna seek truth every day? Are we gonna let these things be spoken to us? Are we gonna accept these things? Are we gonna willingly walk into these environments? And there are sometimes too where, like, I've had to walk into those environments. And I pray over myself beforehand. I pray for protection and I'm fine and I can trust. I don't need to be fearful in that.
Yeah.
But because I don't think it's good to, like, hide from everything in the world. Like, that's not what we're called to do either. But we need to be discerning. And I think when we are in these environments, at least know and, like, pray for that hedge of protection and know, like, okay, maybe these are things, like, I should rethink in my life. And, like, is it, and ask yourself, is it worth it? Like, I do this all the time with my safety specifically. I do this, like, with God things, but also my safety. I'll be like, Kayla, is it worth walking by yourself at night down the street? Probably not. Like, just weigh the pros and cons. Is it worth, like, letting the enemy have any hold of my life? Probably not. It's okay. I can find a new way to exercise. I can still stretch. I can still do certain moves. I can still do things, but it's not attached to anything dark.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah.
Girl, wow. Yes. So to finalize that little story over here. So yeah, what ended up happening, I came more and more closer to God and I asked for specific things and things manifested then into my life and bad things that then turned out for the biggest opportunity in my life, actually, like so many things where it was like, oh God, why are you letting me go through this? Why are you letting me, like, why you are not like, well, you're not taking care of me. Like, literally, this was how disappointed I was sometimes. But every single time, I can promise you, it will turn out as the biggest and best opportunity of your life. Like, His plan is always amazing. It will always exceed your expectations. So, and I did everything with Him. Like, literally, I have built my whole business with Him. Like, every single business decision, I did it with Him. He warned me about so many different things. For example, with my last business, He even gave me a date when I was about to close my last business. And I was like, okay, what is going to happen on this date? And then I realized, okay, it's His plan and I'm on the right path. He told me so many different things, even like my journey now, like He already prepared me months before for that. Like, He gave me dreams and everything. And this is something that happens if you let Him lead. And there's not such a thing of like separating spirituality, like your faith with God, with, for example, I don't know, like business, or for example, with your relationship or whatever. Yes. Like, literally, like, no joke. The best relationship book, the best business mentor, every single thing that is out there is nothing compared to the guidance of God. At the end of the day, His plan will anyways manifest, especially if you let yourself, like, go with the flow. Yeah. So no matter who you're trying to be to take the lead, He will anyways make His will be done at the end of the day. So no matter if it's the future husband that we want, no matter if it's the business, that He knows it. Like, He's not sitting here like, oh no, Kayla got rejected from that guy. No, I can't find like a future husband.
Like, oh shoot, and she's already
like, I don't know, like she is 28 years old and I don't know what to do with her. Jesus, what should we do?
What do we do?
We need to find a man for her. No, like He knows that you're going through all these things and He let you go through all these things for a purpose. The same way how He let me go through all these spiritual attacks. I'm still alive.
You're still alive.
It wasn't the plan to kill me. It was the plan.
It's never the plan to
put me back on the right journey. So to get myself back home. So, and this is something that you need to realize. Like, He always has you're back. There's not such a thing of uncertainty.
No, there is truly no area in your life that He doesn't already have a way better plan for you than you could ever come up with on your own. And sometimes we don't understand it. There's been so many seasons I've walked through where in it I'm like, I don't feel very taken care of right now, God. Like this, I don't feel like, wow, I have a great father and you're such a provider. Like, no, seasons are real. Like, you walk through a lot of difficulty. Yes. But
He is the solution.
It is so purposeful. He's always the solution. And it is so, like, when I've come out of those seasons, when I look back, I'm like, thank you for that. I am a very different version of myself. I'm so much more proud, equipped, capable, confident, and like unshakable than I ever was had I not walked through that.
Yes.
And I think even with your thing, it's so, it like just when you first started talking, I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Why you felt so attacked, because I feel like when you're feeling so attacked, it's because like the enemy knew how much God is using you.
Yes.
Like how powerful your voice is, how big you've grown your business, how many women you've been able to reach, the impact you've had. Like no wonder the enemy was like, we can't let any of this happen, because like God's plan for your life is so much bigger. And like just the, even your story, every ounce of it, it's like God is using your voice to literally change so many people's lives. And it's like, yeah, when you feel like those attacks, it's like, in the way I see it, whenever I feel attacked, I'm like, wow, God must really be preparing me for something great, because like the enemy's trying to stop whatever's going on, and that's just not gonna happen. So it's like having that renewed mind,
love
instead of
confidence.
Yeah. So like, God, you've left me. It's like, well, okay, God, woo, I'm excited for what's next. Like, what's gonna bring about this? Like, I'll handle it. I'll be fine with you.
Yes. I feel like you need to see like life as a game.
Yeah.
Like truly, like for me, I see life as a game. I'm not scared about death anymore, because I know like he had like I anyways don't belong to, like I'm just a visitor. Like
yeah.
He had the devil's, like we're literally at the devil's home. Like the world belongs to him, you know what I mean?
It's so sad.
And we're just here to have a good time, to do our mission.
We're here
and
to
go
bring
back
light.
Home. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. This is our temporary home.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Your story is so incredible. And just,
thank you so much.
I feel like this is even going to be something I'm probably going to re-listen to. Because I feel like there was just so much in it that made me think. And I feel like, too, if this is kind of making you guys wrestle, making you be like, I don't know, this isn't sitting right with me, don't, like, shy away from it. I feel like so many people, when they're like, oh, that's not, I don't think I like that, I don't think I like that. Like, look in the Bible. Because I do think the way God acts, and when we say, like, oh, God's, like, God was speaking to you, or this, that, I'm a firm believer of, God will never speak and say things that contradict his word. If anything contradicts his word, it's not from him. And so if you feel like, I don't know how I feel about this conversation, go to his word. Just go to his word. Like, that's not wrong to, it's actually really good to be discerning. I feel like discernment is so needed. And I think sometimes we can be just so quick to be sheep. And we are called to be sheep, but to one shepherd and not to the world. And so, like, he's given you his word, he will never contradict it. And if you feel like God's prompting you, if you feel like God's saying things to you, like look in his word, because it will never be opposite of what's in there. And so, yeah, I just want to encourage you guys, like if it brought up a lot of thoughts for you, or it's making you question things, or it's just, I don't know, making you have some realizations that maybe you didn't have, or if you have this, like, I don't want to have to, like, that's too much. That's too much to give up. I don't want to have to give up my yoga. I don't want to have to give up my meditation. Like, that's like, they're kind of off in like woo-woo land. Just sit with it. Just sit with it. Like you said, I mean, the Lord is not harsh. He's such a gentleman. Like, every single thing in my life that I've chosen to abstain from, it's not because I feel forced. It's truly because, like, my heart has been transformed.
Yeah.
And I actually don't promote, like, making changes because you feel forced into it, because that's not lasting and it's not the will of the Lord. Like, it should always come from like a heart posture and God renewing your heart and mind. So just ask for clarity in that. And there's been so much that I've had to ask for clarity that people will tell me, like, that's wrong, you should be doing this and that, and like, and I'll seek the Lord and I'm like, God, is this wrong? And so, and in those seasons, like, sometimes it's like, no, but then later on in my life, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that is something I don't want to continue in my life. Like, I needed to get to that place in my head to even accept that was what you wanted from me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, it was such an amazing podcast. I really enjoyed it. Yes. And for me, this was also like a little testimony.
I love it.
He was literally preparing me the whole time to speak more about my faith and everything on social media. And because you never know who your little words can change.
Yeah.
Like maybe you can change someone else's life, and you should go for it. You should speak about it. Also you, like if you're listening to that. Because actually, like all these, sorry to say it, but all these people that are literally doing witchcraft on Instagram, they are not ashamed about speaking about their witchcraft on Instagram. So speak about your faith with Jesus and about your own journey, and it can empower someone else and maybe change their life. And this is what we're here for.
Exactly.
To change lives.
That was literally our story. It's so cool that this is the first time you've ever really shared your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And really spoken up about your faith. It's so cool because we met at this random cafe, and she was so friendly, so nice. We briefly talked, and in that moment, I was building out certain things, and I just was like, you know, I should just ask her advice. Never really talked to this girl before, and I go, well, I'm struggling, like, I'm debating between this. I'm like, I love God,
like
I love
me.
Jesus. Like, I exactly. And I, like, opened up. I had no idea, like, what kind of background she was coming from. She's like, I'm actually a Christian, too. I've done all of this, but, like, on a huge scale. And she's like, oh, my gosh. And then we bonded, and she's like, I have a podcast. She has a podcast. And it was just one of those things where it's like, had neither one of us spoken up and felt confident to actually share our faith, we would never have been friends. And we would have never actually, like,
so crazy.
Been here today, met up after that.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, just speak boldly. Like, you have no idea the type of people it's going to attract. And as soon as she said she was a Christian, or I said it, I think one of us, we were like, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
You had so much light inside of you. Like, oh my gosh.
That's so true.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. For our listeners, I'm going to link all of Maribel's info in the podcast description. You can find more of her stuff there. But is there anything specific you want to leave with the audience?
Yes. So since I'm also going to drop the same podcast on my channel, so if you're listening right now on Own It Podcast, I will also link the links from Kayla under the description so you can check out her podcast and her Instagram page.
Perfect. Oh, well, we love you guys. And thank you so much for listening. I just pray that this really impacts you. And like Maribel said at the very start, whatever sticks, let it stick. If it doesn't stick, that's okay.
That's
let it roll
fine.
Off.
Yes.
Have a wonderful week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.